when am I going to have royalty in here again?
It might take another year.
Maybe closer to the next Mr. Humboldt pageant, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah. This is the new Mr. Humboldt, Jeff Mason. Number three.
Yeah, I'm the third one.
Yeah. So how do you like being royalty so far?
Yeah, it's pretty good so far, but I haven't had to do too much as royalty. I've had a couple people approach me wanting to be in my entourage.
Well, just wait. It's all coming.
Yeah,
it's all coming. Entourage or bodyguards or what?
Entourage. They're, or a fan club, more or less, I think. It's okay. All my mom's friends that she plays this game called Bunko with. But, yeah, they all want to be in my entourage.
What is that game? I've never
heard. I am not entirely sure.
Okay.
But I think it's a wild party for them. Because my mom's friends are pretty wild. But they all want to be in my entourage, so...
Were they the ones in the front there with all the granny panties?
Yeah, they're the ones throwing their underwear at me. Or I think... Hopefully it wasn't theirs. I think they bought them right before the show, but yeah.
Well, you know. Moms will be moms.
Yeah.
You know. But that's pretty cool. So why did you decide to get involved with the Mr. Humboldt?
Well, I heard a radio ad, actually, on K-Slug, and I was like, hey, I could do that. And then as for charity, I was like, yeah, sure. I'll go put on a show.
And then it just kind of worked out from there. Have you had to go on that date yet?
No. No one's contacted me. I met the girl after the show, but then no one's ever contacted me about it. I'll totally go because she paid $505.
That's a lot.
It's but a significant it's all going amount of money.
It just might have been for bragging rights.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. Why did you decide to bring the calf up on the stage for your...
Well, I knew I wanted to do my theme, Mr. Dairyman, and then I was like, oh, man, I don't know what I'm going to do as a talent.
Did you decide that because of your profession?
Well, yeah, and I was like, well, I could fit the... I might as well fit the theme, you know, be the theme and fit it. So I was just jokingly talking to my friend, and I goes, hey, what if I just bring a calf up on stage? And she goes... I said it jokingly, and she goes, yes, you have to do it, so...
I felt really bad. The calf seemed really wigged out.
It was... Until it started, like, nursing on the bottle, it was a little, like, the lights and the noise were a little bit much, but after that, it was...
It was really cool. Really cool.
I mean, it gets lots of attention, the calf, because I have field trips come out to the dairy, so it deals with, like, lots of little third graders and stuff all the time.
Okay,
so
sweet.
It was kind of used to the crowds.
You know, drunk people, third graders.
Yeah, have about the same intelligence, right?
But for the KHM listening audience that aren't aware as to what your position is, can you comment?
So the Mr. Humboldt, it's the third annual, it's a contest, and I'm the third Mr. Humboldt, and it's put on by Johanna and a guy named Andrew, and they put it on for charity. And this year's...
And Johanna runs Blondie.
She owns Blondie's. And they do it, and it's just like a male spoof pageant. And it gets a little bit raunchy. There's a little semi-male nudity there. but it's a charity, though. And this year they raised, I think, $5,000 for hospice.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was 5,000.
Yeah, that's
crazy
what I heard.
Cool.
And,
that's crazy cool.
They filled the Arcata Theater Lounge. I think seated is like 250 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they sell out every year. So.
Well, that's exciting. Well, I was mostly talking about like your regular job.
Oh, my regular job. Oh, yeah, my regular job. No, me and my father own a dairy in Arcata.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Yeah, my grandpa started it in 1960. So I'm the third generation on the farm.
So you know everything about dairy.
60%.
60%?
There's a lot to know.
Well, anyway, are you looking forward to anything exciting happening this year in your reign?
Yeah, I had a lady come up and approach me after the show. I don't remember who it was because after the show was a big blur. And even during the show, I don't remember much. But she wanted me to ride on her Kinetic Sculpture float.
That'll be cool.
Which would be
cool.
During
the race.
During the race. What will be even more cool is because the race goes past our family's dairy. So every year my parents throw a big party in the front yard. So it's going to get really wild this year.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah. So that's... And then I had a lady recognize me at Los Bagels like the morning after. And I was like, oh, hey, I didn't really realize that she was talking to me. Like, oh, hey, how's it going? I was like, I thought she was talking to someone behind me. But I guess I'm semi-famous in Arcata now.
Yeah. In Humboldt.
Yeah.
In Humboldt. We'll give you all of Humboldt. Anyway, thanks for coming in. Thanks for stopping on over.
You're welcome.
I know it was kind of like just like really random, but it was It was awesome, for sure.
No, I don't mind. The organizer, Mr. Humboldt, said I could do as much or as little as I wanted, so I decided I'm going to do as much as I can.
Okay.
Try to, yeah.
You know, make the word. Make the most out of this
spread
year,
the
right?
word, and then hopefully next year they'll be able to raise some more money for charity.
Yeah, hopefully. So. That's good. High five to that. All right. We're going to continue on. Ben Harper, Temporary Remedy. Okay, Hum.